Okay, but let's, since it is both Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh, let us do a Hanukkah Rosh Chodesh. So, yeah. Okay. So, let's first review the halacha, and then we'll see it inside. So, if you forgot Yalla V'Yafo, when you were davening Shmona Ezra, what's the halacha?
You don't need to go back.
You do need to go back.
Wait, you do, but you don't.
Okay, I asked you if you forgot. Good. So, if you forgot during the day, then the halacha is go back. If you got at night, the halacha is
don't
go back. What if you forgot Ala Nisim?
Then yes, you're.
You never go back. You never go back for Ala Nisim. Ever. Never. Right? You never go back for Ala Nisim. Did you go back for Ala Nisim? Please tell me you didn't. Good.
It says if you forgot, then you say you got the money. It's okay.
What? Okay, yeah. There are ways to do it. But let's. Where does this come from, and what's the difference? That's what I want to try to understand today.
Nobody wants to go back when they forgot the Yalla V'Yavo by Mincha.
Yes, that's right. Yalla V'Yavo by Mincha, you go back.
No, it might have been
Shachas.
Yalla V'Yavo, you go back.
You can Shachas.
Yalla V'Yavo by Mincha, you go back. What about Chol HaMoed? What about Chol HaMoed? For sure, Shachar is. And only not Marev. What about Chol HaMoed?
That's right. That was it.
It's very simple. What's the halacha called moed? Do you go back if you forget Yalla V'Yavo?
Yeah.
Yes. What if you forget it at night?
Yeah.
Yes. You always go back. You always go back. Always, always, always. Okay, good. So where does this come from? So, if you look at number one, the Gemara in Brachot tells you. Take it away.
If you forgot to say by Marav Rosh Chodesh, Ein Machzir Nasa, you don't repeat it. Lafisha Ein Beis Din Makdish Nasa Chodesh Ela Bayom, because Beis Din only sanctifies Rosh Chodesh by the day.
Good. So let's remember how this works. Right? Traditionally, meaning originally, in the time of the Torah, how did you declare Rosh Chodesh?
The fires had to happen.
No, that's not. That's how you told people. How did you declare Rosh Chodesh?
You have two people.
Thank you. Two witnesses who come and say
we saw the full moon.
Who come and say we saw the new moon. Beis Din then says, okay, well, how did you see it? If they're convinced they tell the truth, then they say,
this is Rosh Chodesh.
Good. When do they say that? When did the testimony come in?
Arvit.
So they saw it at night. When do you testify?
During
the day. When are you Mekadesh? During the day. Very good. And the Gemara therefore says that since you do not sanctify it at night, so you don't have to repeat Yalla V'Yafo at night. Now, Tuvia is correct. How did they communicate the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh to people? So originally they used correct. If you know that scene from Lord of the Rings, this is Lord of the Rings Rosh Chodesh scene. You know the scene?
I have not watched Lord of the Rings.
Okay, it's the lighting of the beacon scene. If you look it up, you'll see what I mean.
It's like the, you know, wait,
they have like
a
fire at every mountain.
Signal the
nope.
No,
but well, that sounds like a relic thing, like back in the day, because they couldn't, but like today,
it explodes. Yeah.
Wait. So then, what, guys? So then, what happened after the right? What happened after that? Why did they stop the lighting of the beacons?
Because they had text messages.
Why did they stop the lighting of the beacons?
Because of the Tzedukim.
Correct. Because the Tzedukim wanted to make it that that Shavuos would always fall on a Sunday, so they would try to manipulate. Because the Pasuk says that that you start counting Mimacharat HaShabbat, which they understood as Shabbat, which Chazal understood as after the first day of Pesach. So they would try to make it that it would overlap, which it overlaps if the first day of Pesach is Shabbos. This way, the day after that is always Sunday.
And they didn't get suspicious after like 3 years. It was like,
no,
wait, last year started on Shabbos, 2 years ago started on Shabbos.
No, but that's
hold on a second.
That's what they were trying to do, and that's the. Right? This is the lighting of the beacon scene.
So?
Right, from Lord of the Rings.
Zimasua? Show me? I don't see.
Whatever sneaks up, lights it. And then it didn't.
No, it's like in Yom Zikaron, that's what it is.
Here. This is what he does. Okay? Right? He lights the first beacon. Right? And it's meant to alert the people, and then you watch. And the mountains light up. Right? Because the next one lights. So this is what Rosh Chodesh looked like.
Really?
Yes. Yes, exactly. See?
Little
mountain to mountain. It's better in a bigger screen, obviously. Right? It would go from one to the next. Right? And this is how you would very quickly communicate that it was Rosh Chodesh.
Wouldn't it be easier to do this at night, though?
You know, I don't know if they had people, you know, standing by. I'm not sure exactly what they did, but
it's like a bomb.
Now people ask me if I
see. So this is what it is. Okay.
Now no, that's it. Good. Lord of the Rings, I now see 30 seconds of.
Good. Well, I've told you before that I think you should watch it. Now let's move on.
Really?
Yes, what? I've said this before, on record.
During Ian Shear.
Not during Ian Shear. Now during Ian Shear, but fine. Okay.
So wouldn't it be easier to light the fire at night? So you could actually see them?
Clearly, you can see them during the day. But whatever they would do, this is how they would communicate. You would know when Rosh Chodesh is.
So how'd they communicate after they started?
So then they sent the messengers by horse.
That took longer.
That took longer, which led to Yom Tov Sheni. Very good. Led to Yom Tov Sheni, because it would take too long. So there were places that they wouldn't find out until, because this is a very quick, okay. Last year I wrote an article on whether Yom Tov Sheni would have existed if modern communication had been around in the Chazal. The answer, I think, is almost definitely not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Amar Amemar.
The calendar itself was around.
So Amemar then said, Mistabran. No.
Didn't Hillel Hazakim
watch Shmulakatan?
Mistabra? No, that's not how Rosh Chodesh worked. Rosh Chodesh
worked. Not Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh and the Yamim Tovim depended on when witnesses came.
But today it doesn't.
Right.
Correct. And now it won't anymore. Because.
What do you mean? Beit HaMikdash comes back? Of course it will.
It won't depend on witnesses, but they'll be able to sanctify it at night. They won't have to wait till the day.
Yes, they will.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to do din during the din at night. It's a halacha. You can't do din at night. That's the problem.
Hillel Hazakim.
It's a problem that you can't.
Calendar.
What? That was much later.
What does it matter? Din at night versus din at day.
Halachically, you're not. Bezdin doesn't sit at night. We're not allowed to. It's Gzeir Sakatsuf. Courts function during the day. That's why it is. Okay, guys.
So
guys, Amar Amemar. Amemar then challenges it and says,
Mistabra Milsa Derav Bechodesh Male Abal Bechodesh Chaser.
I should mention that this year almost entirely was at a Mishmar for Bogrim at Gush a few weeks ago, and Rav Gigi gave it this year, so I'm giving it. Yeah.
He says it's. Makes sense if it's a long month, but not a short month.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Meaning a 2-day Rosh Chodesh versus a 1-day.
Good. So why is that true? So look at Rashi. Rashi says B'chodesh Malay Kisha Chodesh Avar Malay Osin Rosh Chodesh Shnei Amin Hilkach Yechol Omra LaMachar De'Arvet Shal Machar Rosh Chodesh Gamor Yoter Min Harisha. He says, when it is, right, on the second night, then it is, you know.
Then you repeat it.
And the second night, right, that's the more intense one. But he says, Amar Le'er Vashil Amemar, Michti Rav Taimak Amar, Mali Chasar Mali Mali, Elish and Elish. And I says, nah, that's not what he says. He said the reason wasn't because you don't know when Yom Tov is or anything like that. It's just in Mekachin.
There's no difference.
So there's no difference. Right? I mean, he said, Rav said this maybe only in a Chodesh Mole, but Chodesh Chaser maybe you would, because he said, he gives a different story. He says in a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, maybe it's true because one of the days is not really Rosh Chodesh, but in a 1-day, that's the only Rosh Chodesh, so you should repeat. And the Gemara says, no, it makes no difference. Now, Tosus is going to ask the opposite question, right?
You could repeat in a 2-day.
Right, so Tosa says, right, the Gemara says, maybe you would have thought this is only on a 2-day, because on 2-day, one is real, one is not. But on a 1-day, it's real, so maybe you should have to repeat it at night. The Gemara says it's not true. But Tosa asks a different question, which is, wait a second. What's the Gemara's argument? The Gemara's argument is that you don't repeat Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yafo at night,
because
they're not Mekadesh at night.
But
so,
the second night, they are.
Good, so what about the second night? So Tosa brings two opinions. Look at Tosa's. So he says, Yosef, why don't you take Tosos?
Okay. Lefi Shein, Mekachin, it's a Chodesh Kavav, or is it Hidush?
Chulei, etc. Oh,
okay.
Perish La'el Bereish Pirkin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just skip to the next line, actually. V'yesh mefarshim. V'yesh mefarshim. Davka.
Davka b'la rishna ein mechazirin oto lifi she'en makdishin.
Mekadshin achodesh.
Mekadshin achodesh.
Aba b'layla shniya.
Mazir
no tell.
Mazir no tell shekaver.
Shekvar mekudash.
Mekudash miyom shlifna lefanav velo nirah lechelik.
Right.
Mispara.
Okay, so let's focus on this. Okay, the second Tosfos just says that why did the Gemara think the opposite, that you only don't repeat on one day, sorry, on 2 days, but you do on one day. So he says, maybe that's because that's the next Tosfos. But you might have thought that on the first night you don't repeat because you'll just say tomorrow night Maariv. But on a one day, maybe you should repeat. Mashmon, you don't repeat ever. But Tosfos brings two opinions. Okay, but what about the second night of a 2 day Rosh Chodesh? So the first position says
you should, because it's
more Davka Bel Rishon Ein Machzirin.
Right.
The second night you Machzirin, you do repeat.
Why?
Because you don't split it up into parts.
No. Shekvar Mekudash Meyom Shlofanav, because it's already Kadosh by the time you get to day two.
Right. It's the same.
And then he says, Vilon Yerel HaChalek. What is it? Tosfos rejects this and says,
you don't.
No, the HaChalek is distinguished. He thinks there's no difference. So now this is what I want to understand. Okay? Let's try to understand this. According to the first Shita in Tosfos, fundamentally, should you repeat Yalav Yavo? Sorry, Shmura, ask me if you forget Yalav Yavo at Mara. Fundamentally.
First night?
Fundamentally. Always.
No.
Yes.
Well, only if it's already...
So what does the first Antosa say? The first Antosa says, really, if you miss Yalav Yavo, should you repeat Shemona Esrei? Yes. So what's the problem? Then the first night, you don't know if it's Rosh Chodesh. But if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so by the time you get to the second day, you know it's Rosh Chodesh, they're in Mekadesh it.
And you do repeat.
So then, you repeat it. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Makes sense. Right? It makes sense. What about the other day on Tosfos? The one we paskin like, by the way, that you never repeat at night. What's the logic? According to him, is this pragmatic?
Yes. Yes. Wait, which one?
Second day on Tosfos. According to the first day on Tosfos, it sounds like you should always repeat. It's just that practically, the first night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't know it's Rosh Chodesh, or the Amin Kodesh, but the second day you do, so it's already Mekudesh, you always repeat it. Why? Because once it's Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalav Yavo in every Shemoneh Esrei, yes. And you have to repeat. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, Shemoneh Esrei is transformed. If you don't say Yalav Yavo, it's missing something, therefore you have to repeat Zeh Sof Sipur. And the first night's an exception. But the second day in Tosfos says it's not true. You never, ever, ever repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo at night. What's the problem conceptually?
With saying not to repeat it?
Yeah.
Well, if he's using the same logic from before, that you don't repeat it because it's the second day, it's not really the first day, then you shouldn't repeat it even if you forgot it during the second daytime. Because it's not on the original day of Rosh Chodesh.
No, that's not what he's saying, right? That's rejecting the Gemara. That has nothing to do. The Gemara just rejects that out of hand, right? He says, why is it that you never say repeat Yalav Yavo at night? If you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, you get Yalav Yavo at night, but you always do during the day. What's the logic there?
Because they're Mekadosh in the day.
People might get confused.
Great. So what?
People might get
confused. But by the second night, is it Mekudash?
Yes.
So why don't you repeat it at night? By the second night, they're in Mekuda, where they're in Mekadosh.
It's the Rosh Chodesh.
So why in Chol Moed do you do it? It's not because Marv is Rosh Chodesh, in Chol Moed do you do it? It's just a din Rosh Chodesh. And there's a bigger problem, which is, really, what are the only two things that make sense? What are the only two things that make sense? The only two halachos that make sense are repeating or not saying. What's the problem? What is this? Like, let's be more careful. In the time of Chazal, right? In the time of Kiddush HaChodesh originally, do you think they said Yalav Yavo at night?
No.
No, they probably didn't even say it at night. Why? It wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. Right? The conceptual question we have to answer is the following. Why is it that you never repeat Shmona Esrei at night if you forget Yalav Yavo, but you still bother saying it? Because originally, they probably didn't say Yalav Yavo at night.
Because they didn't know it.
Because it, not just they didn't know, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. Right? Until you were Mekadesh, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. So they didn't know, or something like that. But why nowadays do you say, why would Tosu say that you never repeat it at night, even if what? Even if you know that it's Rosh Chodesh, 2 day Rosh Chodesh, but you still bother saying it? Right? Mamon of Shach. There's another one on my desk if you want to. You okay?
Yeah.
So this is the question that I really that we need to answer, which is, what is the Gemara saying? What does the Gemara mean when it says that you don't have to repeat on either night? I mean, because is it about Safek?
No.
It's not about Safek. How do I know? Because by second night, there's no Safek. So maybe you'll say, well, it's not part of night at all. Right? For some reason, in Mekadshin is a Chodesh El Bayom, makes it that night is not really Rosh Chodesh. What would be the problem? But we say Yalav Yavo. Right? So Maman of Shach. Right? Either you say that you have to say it and you have to repeat, or you say
you don't say it
at all, or you say like the first day in Tosos, which is really you should always say it and even repeat, but on the first night it's suffix, so you don't, but by the second night it's not suffix, you repeat. But what is this that I always say it at night and I never repeat, even when I know it's Vaday Rosh Chodesh? Right, what does that make it sound like? Alanisim. Right? Because Alanisim, you always say it, but you never repeat. Right? But ironically, the model that Tosfos ends up presenting is that Rosh Chodesh night is like
Alanisim.
Yeah, Alanisim. Does that make any sense? Not yet. Right? Right? That makes no sense yet. Okay, good. So let's try to figure it out. So let's look at how the Pnei Yeshua tries to understand this, okay? Pnei Yeshua says, V'kasva Tosfos, D'yesh mefarshim dafka b'layla rishona. Some people say... There should be another one there. Okay. Okay. Some people say that only on the first night you don't repeat Shmona Esrei. Avo b'layla sh'niya machzirna s'shifar mekudez yom sh'lefanav. V'lo nir l'chalik ad kan l'shona. Right? Tosfos brings these... And the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand what Tosfos wants for my life. V'lo yadana lama lo nir l'em l'chalik. What is he? What do you mean you don't know why you should distinguish? It might be Tom. I'll tell you why you should distinguish. To the chora time of the Rabbah is bay. Rabbah is bay. Upash to listen to Rab Nami Yochim Ashma. She said ikra tam. Vilfish and mekatrin nechodesh ela bayom. What do you mean you don't know why you distinguish? I'll tell you why you distinguish, Nate. I'll tell you why you distinguish. Why do you distinguish between day one and day two, or night one and night two? Because you already mekadesh it. Right? Pnei Yeshua says, what are you talking about? That you don't know why the first night is different from the second night. I'll tell you why the first and second night are different. They're different because by night two, you were already mekadesh it. He says, El Bayom Mishamachin, Lichwan and Loistia Church, Kodesh Barvit, I knew much of Rashi. And he says it's more than that, right? Normally, you wouldn't be able to mekadesh the chodesh before the first day because you only, right, the moon only starts coming out the first night, so etc. And he says, what's the logic? The logic is as follows, exactly as I said in the first day of Tosos, which is, really, 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 should you repeat Shmona Esrei even the first night?
Yeah.
You should. Why don't we? Because you almost never knew it was Rosh Chodesh. You can't tell someone to go back.
Right.
So then you'll say, what about theoretically in a year where they already knew it was Rosh Chodesh by the first night? What would you say? So he says, theoretically, you could have said go back, but look. Right? Fine. But he says, Imkin Lefizeh, Vadet Lo Shaykh Haytama, Elab Laila Rishon, Mashayin Kim Laishin, Lo Shaykh Haytama. But he said, the first day in Tosfot makes sense. Because the first day in Tosfot said, the first night you usually or almost never knew that it was Rosh Chodesh. So fine, so you didn't you didn't repeat for Yalav. Maybe you should say Yalav Yavo, because maybe you knew it was going to be Rosh Chodesh. You had an inkling, but you wouldn't repeat. But by the second night, you knew. But what is this? He's like, I don't understand Tosfos. Right? The second day in Tosfos, meaning the one we passed in like. Why don't you repeat Shemona Esrei on the second night? You know it's Rosh Chodesh. Venerally, Dafilach, because of Nerla Chalik, Mishneh Yom Rosh Chodesh, Klal, Kevin Josna Visafik, Yechel Lazalzu, Yom Tov Sheni, Yizab, and Perek, Momarin Likin. Said, maybe what Tosfos means, it's like Yom Tov Sheni. It's like Yom Tov Sheni. Because on Yom Tov Sheni, do we treat it completely like Yom Tov Rishon?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Almost entirely. The only thing we don't is for mace. Someone dies. Then there are certain kulot. But almost everything is the second day of Yom Tov like the first day?
Yes.
Me'achuz. 100%. He said, maybe we treat the second night like the first night, just like we do by Yom Tov Sheni. Does that make any sense?
Not really.
No, it makes no sense. Why does it make no sense? Why does it make no sense?
This is something of...
Gavi wants to say something. Why does it make no sense?
I was going
to
say, we treat them the same for the record. It's all, we treat them the same also with Shevi.
Yes, we already did that. I added an addendum to the last year, and two people emailed me about that. And I'm like, yes, I put an addendum in this year.
Okay.
Then one of my friends was like, oh, this is a raya for Chazal, that if you didn't keep Yom Tov Sheni, if you ever needed to, you'd forget it. Right? Because, you know... Yeah. Like, it's a few years, and I don't even know what we're doing Yom Tov Sheni anymore. Right?
Because it's being uncertain, but you can't...
Okay, good. So why does the B'nai Yeshua not make sense? The B'nai Yeshua's answer of Tosos is, well, we always treat the second day of Yom Tov like the first day of Yom Tov. So that's why we treat the second day of Rosh Chodesh like the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Does that make any sense?
No.
Chol makes no sense. Why does it make no sense?
Because the second day of Rosh Chodesh is not the same as Yom Tov Sheni.
Correct, it's not the same thing. Why do we have 2 days of... Yom Tov.
Because
we're not 100% sure. B'chule. Why do you have? Is that why you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh?
No.
B'chol not. Like, what are you talking about? Right? They're completely different. Why do you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? Ever. Right? You have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh every time you have a 30-day month. Right? Why do you have? Why are there Chaser and Malay months? Tell me, why there are Chaser and Malay months? Why are there months that have 1 and 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? Which are Chaser versus Mali, 29 versus 30 days. Why?
Sometimes the new moon is on the 29th.
No, that's not why. The Tosfos Rid tells you that's not why. Why? Why do we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh?
To make it to equate still to a month after.
Because the month is, how long is a month, astronomically? 29 and a half. Which means that half of them have to be 29 day months, half of them have to be 30. Right? Why do you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? Because the gum by gum, right? It's sort of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is in the middle. Right? That's the conceptual logic. Look at the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says in 5. He says, Umashalta Rosh Chodesh Lamanosim Shnei Yamim Yafishalta. Someone asked him, why do you make 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? He says, V'dalecha, she'ein tam Rosh Chodesh k'mo Shnei Yamim Tovim. This has nothing to do with 2 days of Yom Tov. This is not the same conceptual model. Shishnei Yamim Tovim Anosim Babur Safik. 2 days of Yom Tov you do because you don't know which day it is. Aval Shnei Yamim Shor Rosh Chodesh Lo Babur Safik Anu Osim. You don't do it because we're not sure what day it is. Shim Kain Kol Rosh Chodesh Natsa Shnei Yamim. He said, I'll prove to you that this is not about Safik. You know how I know it's not about Safik?
Because not all.
Because we don't do every single Rosh Chodesh 2 days. If it was Safik, you would have 12 2 days Rosh Chodesh. But you don't, which means that it's not about Suffolk. Get that out of your head. This is not about Suffolk. It must be a different conceptual model. What's the conceptual model? He said, this is what it is. He says, because a month is 29 and a half days, which means that if I was going astronomically, when should Rosh Chodesh be? Sometimes the beginning at night, sometimes the beginning of the day. Right? That's what it should be. Right? That's what it should be when they announce the Molad. Elomai, Avonu Chalachalakayom Chatzai. But we don't do that because Rosh Chodesh goes by days. We don't divide days that way. He said, therefore, what did Chazal do? They made six rows, right? On average. How many Rosh Chodesh are Chaser? Six. How many are Malay?
Six.
On average. It's really, there's four, and then there's, right? No. Five, and then two variables, right? Which can switch off. Okay, fine. but basically 6 and 6. He says, what's the logic? Because, right, this isn't Safek, it's because Me'ikar Hadin, half the Rosh Chodesh should be a day and a half, right, spilling over, and half of them should be one day. So what we do is we make half Rosh Chodesh 2 days, half of them 1 day, rather than all of them being like, you know, whatever it is. Because it's not astronomical, but the days on the calendrical Rosh Chodesh has to somewhat mimic the astronomical. V'afilu hachi adin haya shbi yom shloshim nikadesh hachodesh kem shemukdato kodesh kulo kodesh macha v'lamana lo nikadesh. Aval kevin shigim hacham lidin kol yom shloshim hachodesh avar ein mekadesh yom shloshim nivnot mimene yom rishon hachodesh v'avo bishan mekadeshim yom shloshim ואחד אנו מקדימים מקדשים שלושים בני שוז מנו של קידוש שריחצי היום הוא רואי להיות בחודש הבא וצריכנו לקדש החודש הבא והוא זמן הקידוש. And then he goes through the whole calculation exactly how we get into this, but basically his argument is that from the fact that you don't have 2 days of Kodesh always, it shows that this is nothing to do with Safek. And therefore his argument is, no, it's a function of the fact that Rosh Chodesh is really, that every month is 29 and a half days, which means that it's somewhere between 29 and 30. And the way that expresses them halachically is that we made 6 of them 29-day months with 1 day Rosh Chodesh, and half of them Malays with 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 30, and the first, because Rosh Chodesh is sort of the day before and sort of the day after, so we have 2 days. If the Tosfos read is right, so now let's come back to the issue. So now, can the Pnei Yeshua's solution explain why we don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei on the second day of Kodesh at night? No, because what was the Pnei Yeshua's argument? That this is just like the Safek of two Yamim of Yantif. What's the problem? It's not Safek. It's part of the Takana, which only makes it worse. Good. So here's again our problem then. So why would Tosfos say that we never repeat Shmoneh Esrei forgetting Yalav Yavo at night? And remember to answer two questions, which is never repeat it, but always say it. You need to explain both halachot, right? One is why you never repeat, and the second is if you're never going to repeat, that makes it sound like it's not essential. But if it's not essential,
why bother saying it?
Rambam Banavshach.
No, that's not so hard to explain. Even if it's not essential, it's still at the end of Rosh Chodesh, so you still say it. Since it's not essential, you're not going
like
to
when? Like when?
Like Al Nisim.
Al Nisim, very good. So skip for a moment to 8. Look at the Tosefta. The Tosefta says as follows. Kol She'in B'Musaf. Any holy day that doesn't have Musaf. Kegon Chanukah U'Purim V'Shachar V'Mincha. Mitpalel Shmoneh Esrei V'Omer Me'ein HaMe'ora. Im lo amar ein machzir nato. So what's the halacha? You say me'ein hamora, which in the Tosefta means al hanisim, and you talk about it. But do you repeat Shmoneh Esrei?
No.
Why? What's the logic?
Because it's still.
I know Rav Chaya talked about it, so let's push it farther. Yeah.
It's just an extension of the Hodaka.
Bidyu. Meaning, what does the Tosefta seem to say? Is that if there's no Musaf, what does that indicate?
It's not.
That there's not real
Kedush
Hayom. So then, if there's not real Kedush Hayom, so why do you bother saying anything in Shmoneh Esrei?
Because we're thankful.
Because we're thankful. So where do we say it?
In Hodah.
In Hodah, in Modim. Meaning, is Hanukkah, is there a Halos Hanukkah in a Kedush Hayom?
No.
So what is the nature of Al Hanisim?
It's an extension of Modim.
It's an extension, meaning there was a miracle that happened on the day. It didn't transform the day, but it happened today. So once I'm talking about Modim, I'm thanking God for things, so I might as well talk about the things that happened today and tell Anisim. What happens if I forget it? Nishkeferlach. It makes no difference. Why?
Because there's no
Kedush Hayom, meaning you thank God for a little bit more, you thank God for a little bit less. You should do it if you forget it. Okay. You said modim. You said thank you. Wait. What's the problem? What about Rosh Chodesh? Is the Kedush Hayom?
Yes.
So you'd say, what is the Tosefta continue? Kol sheyesh b'musaf, Kegon Rosh Chodesh v'chol shomoi b'shachres v'mincha misbal shon ezer umkedushas ayom ba'avoda v'lezer omer ba'dayim lo amar machzir noso v'musaf in misbal shavar umkedushas ayom ba'emitzal. If there's musaf, so then you say Yal v'yavo, and do you repeat Shema Esrei?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Does the Tosefta say anything about Mariv being different?
No.
Yes. Not at all.
Oh,
the Tosefta.
He doesn't specifically mention it.
Oh, okay. But what does it say? It's the same as Chol Hamoed. Right? But Lahalacha, is it the same as Chol Hamoed?
No.
No. So now, let's understand this. The simplest shot in the Tosefta is that if there's no Kedushat Hayom, so then...
You don't.
What you're doing is you're mentioning the miracle as part of your normal Shemona Esrei, but if you forget it, it's no big deal. But if there's Musaf, what does Musaf indicate?
Kedushas Hayom.
There's Kedushas Hayom. What is Kedushas Hayom Mechayev?
You repeat it.
Wait. Let's get one step before that.
You have
mentioning it in Shemona Esrei as part of Shemona Esrei is an essential part, meaning because today is different in its very essence, so therefore what do you need to do? You need to reflect that in tefillah. If you don't, tefillah is lacking. What are the two examples that Tosefta gives? Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. But now let's come back to our question. So what is that? What does the Tosefta tell us? That whenever that which you're saying in tefillah is midin kedushat hayom, if you miss it in Shemona Esrei, then what? Your Shemona Esrei is lacking, and therefore you repeat. And anytime there's no kedushat hayom, then what?
You don't have to repeat
because why are you even mentioning it? Just because it happens, you might as well. You know, just like if you have a sick person that you know, you include it in a fa'inu, you have a miracle that happened today, you mention it, modim. But if you don't, you don't. Right? You don't. But now let's come back to the question, what's the real problem? So, does it make sense that we repeat Shemona Esrei at Shacharis and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
Yes. At Mariv. So you have two choices. What should your two choices be?
If you say it, you repeat it, or otherwise you don't.
Correct. You should say, if the night has Kedushat Hayom, then should you repeat it?
Yeah.
Yes. If Ein Mekachin Nechodesh Balayla means that there's no Kedushat Hayom, so then...
Like there's technically no Kedushat Hayom because it's nighttime.
So then should you even say it?
No.
So how would you say that you should?
Just like all of these.
Good. So what would you say? It doesn't really have Kedushat Hayom, but
you want
it's Rosh Chodesh without Kedushat Hayom. And therefore, what happens when you have Rosh Chodesh without Kedushat Hayom?
Really, you don't say it.
But you say it, but you don't have to repeat, exactly like Yalav Yavo, which would tell you that there's two types of Yalav Yavo. That during the day... there's Kedushas Hayom Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Yal V'Yavo and repeat it. At night, on Chol Hamoed, you have to repeat at night?
No. Yes.
Of course. Because it's night of Chol Hamoed Kadosh?
Yes.
Ravada. Yeah. What about on Rosh Chodesh?
No,
it's Rosh Chodesh without Kedushas Hayom Rosh Chodesh. Good. Now Daniel's going to tell me, what the heck does that mean? How could it be? I understand the two extremes. Rosh Chodesh, Chol Hamoed, which has Kedushas Hayom, throughout. And Hanukkah, which has...
No
Kedushas Hayom, but just has miracles that happened. What would it mean for Rosh Chodesh to have Kedushas Hayom during the day, but be Rosh Chodesh at night without Kedushas Hayom? So, explain to me. How can I say that at night it's Rosh Chodesh without Kedushas Hayom? That's easy. Because it is Rosh Chodesh. It's the first of the month. Right? Calendrically, it is now Rosh Chodesh. Right? It is Rosh Chodesh. Good. But what do you therefore need to explain, right?
Why is there no Kedushat Hayom?
Exactly. Why is it that it could be Rosh Chodesh at night, but Kedushat Hayom Rosh Chodesh is during the day? What's the only hint we have in the Gemara? One line.
Ein
Mekachin et Chodesh Ela Bayom. That's hint one. What's the second hint? If we connect it to the Zefta?
Something in Chol Hamoed.
Yesh Bo Musaf. When does Musaf always happen?
Morning.
Shachris.
Bayom.
Mm-hmm.
Bayom. Now let's try to understand this. So let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin number 6 says, Ibra Chodesh B'Shloshim. You need a Bezdin of 3 to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Mara says chishuv loktani, kiddush loktani, ela ibul. Okay.
Purim
two
chodesh adam. That's ibul.
Ibul is yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, it's 2 day Rosh Chodesh, right? Ibra Chodesh, not Ibra Ibra Shana.
Okay.
It says below lekache lemeila leavar. He said, wait a second, laaber. So wait a second. On a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, why do you need to be mekadesh at all? Why don't you just say if it's not Rosh Chodesh on day one, then it's definitely going to be Rosh Chodesh on day two. So why do you bother being mekadesh? So I'm Rabbi now. Tani kiddush hachodesh. Tani namiyachi kiddush hachodesh v'ibra shana v'shlosha. Divrei Meir. So I'm Rava v'ibrok tani el. I'm Rava kiddush b'yom. Kiddush b'yom ibur v'shlosha. Achar iba ibur leka kiddush. Umani Rabbi Lazar v'ritzaduk hi. Tani Rabbi Lazar v'ritzaduk. Omerim lo nira b'zmano im nekachan zor shikvar kichush b'shamayim. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar v'ritzaduk says, if it's 2 day Rosh Chodesh, are you Mekadesh?
Yes.
No, because God already did it. You only are Mekadesh if it's 1 day Rosh Chodesh. But if you know that it's Rosh Chodesh on the second day, you don't have to do it in Beis Din because God did it already. If Nachman Amar Kiddush Achar Ibur B'Shlosha B'Yom Ibur Leka Kiddush Umanu Plimui Dan Plimui Is Mano In Mekachina Shlob Is Mano Mekachina Del etc. And if you go down to the last line, but the Gemara says who disagrees? Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanya realizes Omer Bain Bismano Bain Shalom Bismano. Sorry, Ain Mikachinoto Shneimar Kedashem. Sorry, this is a different halacha. So the Gemara right mentioned this machlokas of whether you're Mekadesh the second day. Now, what does it mean Mekadesh b'Shamayim? So look at Tosfos. Yesh mefarshim devezin shalmala mekachinoso la'olam b'shas amola. So Tosfos says, what does this mean that Shamayim is mekadesh? He says, one possibility is that Hashem is always mekadesh at when? At the actual zman hamola. Whenever it is, that's when God's bezdin makes Rosh Chodesh. And he says, ve'im nira. He said, that can't be right. Why? Di'im kein bizmano nami kvar kut mekodesh b'shamayim. That can't be, because if that were the case, what would the halacha be?
It's always
like that. Meaning God always does it at the molad. So I should never should be mekadesh in Beis Din. But it's not true. El nira kapir shakuntris. The very ways of Hashem to be yom shloshim mamtin in Beis Din shalmalo leBeis Din shalmata. Says this is how Rashi understood it. That if it's a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, then God waits for us. Shema ya'abru. Aval yom shloshim ve'achad she'efsher shalokitshu ayom mekachino b'shamayim min hashachar. So Rashi has this very wild shot. He says, this is what happens. There's always a kiddush by man and a kiddush by God. On 1 day Rosh Chodesh, God waits for us.
And that's how we don't repeat.
But 1 second. On 2 day Rosh Chodesh, does God wait for us? No. But then Rashi says something wild, which is, but when is God Mekadesh it?
During the daytime.
During the day. So now, let me ask you a question. What's the problem?
Doesn't matter, because the matter of the second day is still learning.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Wait a second. What is Tosfos being Mekadesh? What is Rashi really saying? That Kiddush, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Ein Mekadeshin El Bayom?
That
means, definitionally, you're only Mekadesh it by Yom. How do I know that it's definitional to Rosh Chodesh?
It does so.
Because even when God does it,
He waits till the day,
which tells you?
It's only during the day.
It's only during the day. Why? So now tell me, why? I don't understand. Right? Meaning, if you want proof that of what I said before, which is, maybe at night it's Rosh Chodesh, but Kedusha's Rosh Chodesh is only during the day, here you have it. Because even God waits to Yom, and God is not bound by the rules of Beis Din.
And what makes it Rosh Chodesh at night then?
Because it's calendrically Rosh Chodesh. Right? Meaning it's calendrically Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, so the way Rav Gigi said, is at night, it's calendrically Rosh Chodesh. And therefore...
It's only calendrically Rosh Chodesh once you...
No, so what does he say? At night it's calendrically Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, to the extent that you say Yalav Yavo, why would you say it?
To acknowledge that.
To acknowledge that, just like you do by Chanukah, Al Anisim. But during the day, why are you saying Yalav Yavo? Because Kedush is Rosh Chodesh. And if it's Kedush is Rosh Chodesh...
You can answer that by saying that, the first Gemara says it's not distinguished, but if it was distinguished, then you could say that. Because then you'd have to re...
Good, but we don't posit. No, but this is the works according to the second day. Yeah. Right? What we're trying to do is explain the halacha, which is like the second day in Tosos, which is, this is not about suffix. This is about day versus night. And the evidence is piling up that the Kedusha is only during the day. Because even God is only Mekadosh during the day. But you still haven't answered the question, which is, why?
It doesn't carry over to the second day. And that's why even in second day Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat it.
Correct. Good. But now what you need to explain is, so we've explained, why do you say it at night even when you don't repeat? Because calendrically Rosh Chodesh is worth mentioning like Al Anisim. Why do you never repeat Shemoneh Esrei at night? Because it's not Kadosh. But now we have to explain, and we have evidence for that, which is that even God is only Mekadosh during the day. Okay. The only question is whether he waits for man or not, but he'll only ever do it during the day. But we haven't asked the big question, which is, what does that even mean? Why is there no Kedushas Rosh Chodesh only during until the day? I get it. There is no Kedushas Rosh Chodesh until the day. That's why God is only Mekadosh during the day. That's why Bez is only Mekadosh during the day. But why? Why is there only Kedushas Ayom during the day? So what's the other piece of evidence that we have from the Tosefta? Musaf. So the Rav argued that really, is there Kedushas Hayom on Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
No. There's no Kedushas Hayom on Rosh Chodesh.
Ever.
There is in one place. And where is that?
Musaf.
In the Beis HaMikdash. What was his proof? Is there Yisra Malach on Rosh Chodesh?
No.
There's no Yisra Malach on Rosh Chodesh. How many days do you know that have a Kedushas Hayom with no Yisra Malach? None. Right? There's always Yisra Malach. There's always Yisra Malach.
Well,
according to Gemara in Erechim, according to Gemara in Erechim, there are two indications that something has Kedushas Hayom. One is Yisra Malach. What's the other?
Karban
Musaf. Right, Karban Musaf. Karban Musaf. Right? That's why, what are the only days that we say Hallel, full Hallel?
First day of Pesach.
Why?
Because it's...
And it's from Malacha and a new Karban. What about the other days of Pesach?
There's no...
Chatzi Hallel. Why?
It
has Tuesday Yom, but it doesn't have a new Karban. So it doesn't have the full uniqueness. What about Chanukah? Chanukah is a special halacha. Why? Because it's day Halavoda. Great. What about Sukkot? Do you say Halal every day?
No.
Yes.
Why?
You give a carbon every day.
Because you have a different carbon every day. Yeah. Right? So the Gemara there talks about that the two features of a Yom Kodesh. I mean, Pesach is still Yom Kodesh throughout. It's just it's the same Yom Kodesh throughout. And that's why you only say Halal once. Full Halal once. But it's clearly Yom Kodesh throughout. What about Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Halal on it? No, because there's no Kedushas Hayom. How do we know it has no Kedushas Hayom?
There's no carbon.
Because it has no...
Yisra Malacha.
There's no Yisra Malacha. There's no Yisra Malacha.
There's a minhag for some people that have Yisra Malacha.
Hold the thought.
Hold
that thought. So therefore the Rav argued, I know that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedushas Hayom because... there's no Yisra Malacha. There's one place where there is Kedushas Hayom, and that is in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, how do you reflect Kedushas Hayom? Karban Musaf. Which means that a normal Yom Tov has Kedushas Hayom both in and outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
But Rosh Chodesh is unique. Rosh Chodesh has no Kedushas Hayom outside the Mikdash because the indication of Kedushas Hayom Michutz LaMikdash is Yisra Malacha. Does that exist? No. But in the Beis HaMikdash, what's the key indicator of Kedushas Hayom? The carbon musaf. Does it have it? Yes. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, is there Kedushas Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
So now let's come back to it. With that idea in mind, so now explain to me. That means that to the extent to which Rosh Chodesh has any Kedushas Hayom, where does it have Kedushas Hayom? During the day? In the Beis HaMikdash. Only during the day. Why only during the day?
That's making the carbon.
That's you bring the carbon. And, I would add, in the Beis HaMikdash, when does the day start? In the morning. Right? The Mikdash is unique. That, while in general in Halacha, the day starts at night and goes into the day, in the Mikdash it goes
day
into night. Hence, the carbon starts in the morning, afternoon, and what do you do at night? You bring the leftovers from the previous day. Right? Which indicates that in the Mikdash, right, if you bring carbon during the day and bring the leftovers at night, that means that the Mikdash, the Ikar, is the day, and night is just an overflow. So if the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is a Mikdash Kedusha, then the Ikar Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh has to be during the day. Ah. But now let's come to us. What is the Chiddush of saying Yalel V'Yavo during the day? What is the Ke'ein Mikdash that we have?
Then we say Musaf.
Musaf. But more expansively, where, to what extent, to the extent that we have any Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh, where is it manifest?
Basically.
And?
During the day.
Where? And in our lives, where is it manifest? Only?
In Tefillah.
Why in Tefillah?
Because
Tefillah is connected to Karbanot. Which means that in Shul, when we're bringing Karbanot, when we're davening, which is Kain Karbanot, and Shul is the Mikdash Ma'at, so that's when we have a Shemetz of, not the Ikar Kedushas Hayom, the Ikar Kedushas Hayom is only when you had the actual Musaf. But to the extent that we have any Kedushas Rosh Chodesh as a day, it's in Shul where we're mimicking the Beis HaMikdash, we're mimicking the Karbanot. And therefore, so Rav Gigi argued, and this is building essentially on the Rav's argument, if that's what Ein Mekadshin is reflecting, they're only Mekadosh during the day, because the Kedusha is really a Mikdash Kedusha. A Mikdash Kedusha only exists in the Beis HaMikdash, and to the extent that it exists in our life, it's when we mimic the Mikdash. So then, at night, to what extent is there Rosh Chodesh? Is there Kedusha? No, it's just Rosh Chodesh, because calendrically it's Rosh Chodesh, because this is the day that's going to be Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. So, do you say Yalev Yavo?
Yes.
Do you repeat?
No.
Why? Because conceptually it's like Chanukah, which has no Kedush Zayom, but calendrically is important. So, in the logical bracha in Shmona Esrei, you talk about it. What's the logical bracha in Shmona Esrei for Chanukah? Logical bracha. Modim. Because what you're doing, what's the nature of Chanukah? What is the nature what is the nature of the uniqueness of Chanukah?
Thank God.
It's Yimei Halel V'Hoda'ah. So it's calendrically important, and where do you mention it? In Modim, which is where we talk about the good things that happened. But once you're going to talk about Rosh Chodesh, and the extent to which Rosh Chodesh is important, is how is it manifest in the Mikdash or our reflections of the Mikdash, what bracha are you going to say it in?
Ritzei.
Which, what is Ritzei called? What's the name of the bracha?
Avoda.
Avoda. It's the bracha that talks about Karbanot. So even though at night there's no Kedush Hayom, if you're mentioning it because it's calendrically important, it's only calendrically important insofar as it reflects itself in the Mikdash. And therefore, the only place in which we have any sense of Kedushan Hayom that would be Machayev, a change that would be Ma'akev, is only in Tefillah, which is Domer the Mikdash. Aye, now Gabi says, but wait a second. Aren't there Minhagim of having a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, on not doing Malacha on Rosh Chodesh? Right? We know that in the time of Tanakh, there was a minhag not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Right? We know this from? From Amos. Because Amos said that the people were so unethical, but so from, that they would just wait and say, when is Shabbos over and Rosh Chodesh over so I can go back to work and cheat people? Which means that people weren't doing malach on Rosh Chodesh. That's how from they were. But they were terrible human beings because they were just waiting for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh to be over. So they were so from by Rosh Chodesh. But where does it come from? Because. So now answer your own question. Is it usher to do malach on Rosh Chodesh?
No,
there's no Kedushas Hayom. Why did a minhag develop, even a minhag in the time of Tanakh, to not do malach on Rosh Chodesh? Because the ikra Kedushas in the Beis HaMikdash. That means there is a certain sense in which it has Kedushas Hayom. And what did people do? They said, well, we want to mimic Kedushas Beis HaMikdash outside. Is it machay? Is it chayav?
No.
But you can understand why people would do it, because is there no Kedushas Hayom? Like on Hanukkah, is there any minhag not to do malacha?
No,
because there's no Kedushas Hayom ki hu zeh. Except maybe when the candles are lit, which is, you could argue, because that's like the mikdash component of it, right? Right, there is a minhag not to do malacha while the candles are lit, and maybe for the same reason that's when I bring it into the mikdash, where in the sense there's a certain kedusha. Maybe
like
I don't
the whole
know.
Time when they're lit.
But that's probably based on something else. But fundamentally, Rosh Chodesh is unique because does it have kedusha ayom? Sort of, but only in the mikdash. So, can you say that outside the mikdash there's an isur du malacha?
No.
But would a minhag develop to say let's mimic kedusha ayom as if there were kedusha ayom b'chutz?
Yes.
Yeah, same with Suda. Do you really need a Suda? No. Why do you do a Suda? Because it's important. You don't really need one. Some people. Again, these are Minhagim. What were the Minhagim doing? They're mimicking something that has real Kedushas Hayom. But does it have real Kedushas Hayom? No. And that's what. So Rav Gigi argued is that, if you want to understand, Hanukkah has no Kedushas Hayom at all. What is it? It's a Yom Chol in which a miracle happens. How is that reflected in the halacha? Then when we get to Modim and we're thanking God. So the mitzvah of Hanukkah is Yemei Hallel V'Hoda'ah. That when you're already thanking God, find more ways to thank God. And even pursuing Nisa as a way of getting people to recognize what God did for us, right? That is the definition, the hus of Hanukkah, is it's a Yom Chol on which a miracle happened and we talk about it. Rosh Chodesh has Kedushat Hayom only in the Mikdash. And therefore, the only time that it's manifest in its intense form is in Shul during the day when they were Makadesh, which is when in the Beis HaMikdash it was Chashuv. Why at night on Rosh Chodesh do I even bother mentioning Yalav Yavo? If there is no Kedushat Hayom, because it's calendrically still Rosh Chodesh, so it's no worse than Hanukkah, where I talk about the important things, okay. But is it Ma'akev?
No,
just like on Hanukkah. I'm supposed to thank God. If I do, great. If I don't? Now, with this, and I know you did this with Reb Chaitz, I'm not going to get bogged down in it, but now you can understand the Gemara's question on benching. Right? Because Gemara is saying, on the one hand, you shouldn't say it in benching because... You remember what it...
No,
Kedusha Yom. On the other hand, why would you say it in benching?
To acknowledge.
Because once you say that, the whole halacha is that once I'm thanking God, I should thank God, and I might as well include everything, so you could say, oh well, you know. No delicha is thanking. Now, it's not quite the same modem. It's not a catch-all. It's no down very specific things. Right? So you might say, okay.
But it says if you forget the sound.
But in kvar, where are you going to say if you say it? In Birkas HaMazon.
If you forget to say
and that's really the Gemara's argument, but you never repeat it, right? So look at Beis Yosef, just summarizing, and he says, right, but Perik by Mehmed Likin, number 10, the first time, Mishum de Bein Betfila, Bein Birkas HaMazon, Sarach Lomo, Bein Birkas Hoda, Mishum de Kule Milsa, de Chaneka, Ikara Hoda. He said, what the Gemara's Maskana? You don't have to say it. If you don't say it, you don't repeat. But why do you say it in Modim? Why do you say it in benching? Because what's the definition of Chaneka? It's a time when I thank God. So every time I thank God, you might as well throw it in. If you don't, big deal. But you should thank God as much as possible.
There's an idea. Well, we had this at Rabbi Kachowski last year, a question of bringing up benching before Shia.
I don't want to get into that. That's a complicated subject. I don't want to get into it.
No, because
I don't want to get into it.
Of Zirin.
One second. Now, the Avi Ezri has this huge chiddush, which is to say that maybe nowadays you would repeat Shmoneh Esrei for Alan Yisim, because maybe we treat it as a chalvah, but we don't pass them that way. Right? If you look at Beis Yosef,
why,
quotes it.
Why is today different then?
Good. So what? So look at 11. This is where he says it. He says, "Minir l'Rafia, Ava gav de mazon gadas kars chanaka rishus b'berikas hamazon kaven de no guliyama lahaskir v'gam beirach hamanas lahaskir shavi alei kachova v'chozer." The Rav Yah doesn't buy this whole argument. For the Rav Yah, what's the main category? No, right? We all explain this according to Kiddush Hayom. But what's the problem? The Rav Yah is a different model entirely. What's the Rav Yah's model? When do you repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Chova. When do you not repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Rishus. And therefore, he comes up with a second Kiddush, which is, what if I accept it as if it were a Chiyuv? Do I repeat?
Yes.
How does the Rav Yah use this to explain Rosh Chodesh?
Because it's
Rishus. Because Marv is Rishus. Right, he says, the Raivin, the Buzzard Bag, the Film Mandar Jules of Rishus, and Shabbat Lewis, Kajos, Kosir, Mishim, the Shabbat, the Kachova, that originally in the Gemara, why didn't you repeat at night? Rishus! But the Bahag holds that nowadays, do you repeat it at night?
Yes.
Yes, both nights. Why? Because now, Marv is a. We treat it as a Chova, and therefore you repeat it, but this is the model we reject, right? This is a different model. The model that reflects our practice is that what determines whether you repeat it is Kedushas Hayom. What determines whether you say it is, does it make sense calendrically? The Rav Yah says no. There's only one model, and that is whenever it's obligatory, repeat. Whenever it's not obligatory, don't repeat. What's the nafka mina for him? Lemaisa, nowadays, do you repeat for at night?
Yeah.
For Yav Yavo? 100%. And he goes so far as to say, since we treat Marv as Chova, you have to repeat at night. And since we treat Alanisim as Chova, you have to repeat it even in benching.
Well, but what does he say then for Yalav Yav, for Chol HaMoed?
Maybe he would say originally he didn't repeat it. I don't know. Right? But do we accept this halacha? No. But again, the halacha, what seems to be the position we reflect... Not this. Not that it's Chova versus Rishos, but that it's Kedushas Hayom versus calendrically important. And again, if you want to understand Rosh Chodesh, why Rosh Chodesh during the day or Mekadesh? Sorry, you have to repeat? Because there is Kedushas Hayom during the day, but only in Tefillah, which reflects Mikdash. At night, you say it but don't repeat because it's calendrically important. So you mention it in Ritzei, which talks about Avodah. Hanukkah, as Rashi says in 13, what's the definition of Chanukah? The Akuli Mills of the Chanukah, Ikara Lauda Nitkana. Is there any Kiddush Hayom on Chanukah? No. What are you supposed to be doing on Chanukah? Thanking God. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And if you remember, I did this when we were doing the Shir on Makabim. The Rambam seems to say that what is the right mitzvah of Chanukah? Is just Halavah Hodar. And that's the mitzvah. Now, Tosfos says, now what was the Havamina there for not to say it in benching? What was the Havamina Maskana? So he says, look at Tosfos. Tosfos is a slightly different way of saying it. He says, B'tfila pshita le'maskana shum t'fila b'tziva rika presume nisa. Rika mazon shababayat leka presume nisa kulei hai. Maskana b'oda, dal nisa m'oda yivelo t'fila. So he says, you know what the Havamina was? That why do you say ala nisim? Is it because of hoda? No, it's because of presume nisa. That's why the Gemara had a Shaila. Maybe you only say Ala Nisim in Shul in Shmoneh Esrei because there's Pursumay Nisa, but not in benching, because benching has no Pursumay Nisa. What does it have?
Hoda'ah.
So what's the Maskana? No, the reason you mention in Shmoneh Esrei is not because of Pursumay Nisa, but because of Hoda'ah. And once you think it's about Hoda'ah, do you say it in benching also?
Yes,
because if it's about Pursuming Nisa, maybe you'd say you only say it when there's a Tzibor. If you say it's about Hoda'ah, when do you thank God?
Always.
Whenever you're thanking God, you might as well throw in that today something special happened. And that is what would tell you. Right. If you look at Meiri, Meiri says this as well. He says, look at his language. It's even more striking. He says, you know what Chanukah is? It's a holiday Lahalo v'hoda'a. It's a holiday insofar as you thank God. Uperish hoda'a lahazker nyan betfila. What does it mean to be moda? To thank God in tfila. Umekoma v'hoda'a. And what's the proper place? In moda. Shekol sheyesh v'hoda'a l'sha'avar omro v'hoda'a. Whenever you have to thank God about the past, you do it in modim. Now, the way he understands it is, you don't really have to do it in benching, but if you do, it should be in the second bracha. And now we treat it as a chova. Okay.
Why did you not say it in bracha menchala?
Good, that's what I gave you. I thought someone would ask, and that's why I put it in the last source. Last question, right, that you might ask is, why don't we say it in bracha menchala? So, so he says, by the way, I will say parenthetically that Rosh Hashanah Zalman has this chiddush that the reason that the traditional food of Hanukkah is Sukkot is because we want you not to bench, we want you to say Alamechia. Why?
So you don't.
Because Alamechia has something that benching doesn't, and that is two words. Al Mizbechecha. It's a mention in Mizbeach, which doesn't appear in benching. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman argues that, in fact, the Iker bracha, so to speak, of Hanukkah is Alamechia.
Huh.
That's a huge Kaddish. But why don't we say, if that's the case, it only makes the question worse. Why don't you say Alanizim in Main Shalosh? So he says, so Minchas Ani has this. And he writes, "Umavar gamkein tama lamakas v'toso sheminag olam shalosh asker klam mina marav v'rukas main shalosh." Avajos yom tov. He says, "So here's his argument." He says, "Amar of Nachman shul kol hashana mispal adam avini chutz mevsei shabbos yom tov yom tov yisrael klam rav dal b'chonin adas v'sham maskul rezuch v'nichlam mechlal avini inu hashem okenu amav de mekadosh chol shirazim bekashim." The Gemara says, why don't you say Havineinu on Motzei Shabbos? Right, you know Havineinu is the one bracha short Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, don't do it because on Motzei Shabbos you have to say Afachone. Right, the Chonin Adas. Right, you have to say Avdallah. So the Gemara says, why don't you include it? The Gemara leaves it. The Kasa Rabbeinu Yonah. That Vilach Melzei Shmuel Chazavye. The time of the Shmuel Shal Kolim Avdallah Havineinu. Share Havineinu is a kitzur v'tam tzitzur kol abrachot. Im yuzgar amavdil yavo lito shavdallah zubircha b'fnei atzma. L'chini afshar l'chlosa. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Gemara didn't answer it, but I'll answer it, which is that Havineinu is so short that every phrase reflects an entire bracha. What would happen if I said two words to reflect Havdallah in Havineinu? You would think that Havdallah is not part of Atachonim, but
it's a bracha.
A separate bracha. So he says, you know what the problem is? Havineinu is like, main shalosh is like Havineinu. Benching is long enough that if I mention something, everyone knows that it's just a mention. But Main Shalosh is exactly what it sounds like. He takes all the themes of benching and summarizes each theme in Bracha Main Shalosh. But what would happen if I include another theme? It would look like another Bracha. And therefore I don't do it. But why do I do it on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh or on Yom Tov?
Do what?
So he says, very simple, because b'di'evit, what happens if you forget in benching Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, it's ma'akeh.
It's not ma'akeh. I mean, it is ma'akeh, but there's... No, it's not ma'akeh, but what is there? It's not ma'akeh, right? But what is there? You don't have to repeat benching, because you don't have to eat the suda. But what is there?
You need to go back to say.
There's a... If you remember Yalav Yavo, immediately after Bona Yerushalayim, before you start the next bracha, what do?
You make a separate
There's
bracha.
A separate bracha for Yalav Yavo, which means that is Yalav Yavo in any way, shape, or form a bracha? It's a possible bracha. What about Al Anisim? It's not a possible bracha. So the Minchas Ani argues is as follows. The rule is that we know from Havineinu that whenever you say an abridged bracha, you only mention that which is a bracha in and of itself. Yalav Yavo is not normally its own bracha, but if I remembered bidyuk between Uvenei Shabonei Yerushalayim and before I start the next bracha, there's a theoretical bracha that I can say, which tells you that it's a bracha in potential, which means it deserves to be mentioned in Bracha Mein Shalosh, in Ala Michya. But Ala Nisim, which has no bracha even in potential, so I don't mention Ala Michya. Now, come back to our lumdus, does that make sense? It makes sense. Why? Because things that have even if we paskin that Yalav Yavav is not its own bracha, it's still integral to the day because there's some level of Kedushat Hayom. Right? But Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah has no Kedushat Hayom at all. So the only extent to which it exists is once I'm thanking God, I thank it as well. But it has no independent identity. It's just that once it's already, I'm already thanking God, Chanukah is a time where I thank God for everything. But that doesn't warrant a new bracha. Rosh Chodesh, at least in certain contexts, has Kedushat Hayom, and there warrants on bracha. That's why it gets bracha main Kedush. So that's what I would say, that if you combine the lumdus and mechaz ani with our lumdus, that's why you don't say it in Al HaMechia. So those are some thoughts on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, the difference and similarities to them. And tomorrow we will actually do the sugya I wanted to do today, which is start talking about the material of the beged, and then we're going to do the sugya on lamed mem beis, which is material, to the bottom of the page, and we're going to do mem mem beis about the you pick up again on the sugya of material, specifically about leather, and then we're going to jump to mem aleph and do the question of size of beged, and then we're going to go back. But I want to basically get everything about beged out of the way so that I can halachal ma'aseh explain to you what your talis katan should look like, and whether you can have cotton ones, whether you can have mesh ones. Right? I just want to get that all out of the way in one shot. So I want to do all those sugyas together. That should take us a few days. Okay.